If a person sat in a draft, what might happen to them?
Might take cold.
If it affected their voice, you might say that.
And, they'd have laryngitis,
mm-hmm.
or croup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a long time ago, us kids used to have one mother called croup.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up every morning, you know, hooting and hooting.
Mm-hmm. Call that croup.
Yeah.
Would you ever hear of a kind of severe disease where people might have sores on the inside of their throats?
Well, now, diphtheria, you know, mm-hmm. a child, now that, they just a big white-looking scab formed in the throat. Child, mm-hmm. my sister had it when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now, I don't know if there's any, they might be a sex disease of some kind, mm-hmm. you know, like that. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's too much diphtheria anymore.
No, they got a... Well, they got a pretty sure cure for it now.
Yeah.
Now, sore throat, strep throat, it's just, you just have the sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, strep throat will kill you if you don't get something done for it.
Mm-hmm. If a person sounds like this, they can't hardly talk at all, what would you call that? You say they're kind of...
croupy or mm-hmm. they got laryngitis.
Mm-hmm.
Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you can be horse too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you call this, you say?
Hacking cough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that.
Cancer sticks.
Yeah, you have a menu cough on that machine.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to record it and mm-hmm. play it back. You mm-hmm. have a menu.
Mm-hmm.
If I get real nervous, I'm just continually clearing myself fine. Get really mm-hmm. nervous about it.
Mm-hmm. If you might say at night around 8 or 9 o'clock or something, you might be feeling a little bit
sleepy, drowsy.
At 6 o'clock in the morning or so, you might
be the same way.
So you might
drowsy, sleepy, lazy,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you might call it.
Mm-hmm.
About all amount to the same.
Say about maybe 8 or 9 o'clock, you might go to sleep, and at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning, you would
wake up fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done that.
If medicine still by a patient's bedside, the doctor might come by and say, why haven't you
given the medicine?
The patient might say, well, I... some of it, I...
didn't want, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't take.
Mm-hmm. Somebody that can't hear anything at all, you might say they're stoned.
Deaf. Stone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
They're referred to as deaf.
Uh-huh.
Side of
Would you hear maybe most of the old people would say deef?
Yeah. Deef is a badger. Mm-hmm. I heard that remark. I don't know where a badger can hear it or not, but they always use it.
Uh-huh.
Or deef is a stump.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a sore that might come to a head?
Right.
What would you call...
Carbuncle.
Mm-hmm.
Carbuncle usually has more than one head. Have 2-3 heads.
What would you call the stuff that drains out of it?
Pus. Corruption. Some people call it corruption. Some pus.
Mm-hmm. If a bee bit your hand, you might say...
Be swollen. Or my hand's all swelled up,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the bee sting.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that remark.
Mm-hmm.